Well, it's all. Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We are happy to be here on this beautiful day, and we have a special guest today, always a special guest. We have Christy Baird with Puget Sound Dock Dogs, and she's actually in the studio with us today. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I get to meet her three chocolate labs, one of which is a national champion dock diving dog.
That's
so
right.
We're going to talk to Christy in a little bit about Puget Sound Dock Dogs and all about what they do and her personal experiences with her dogs in just a little bit. And we, of course, have a dog talk show hookup today. We'll be giving away to callers. I have five $10 vouchers for the Puget Sound Dock Dogs event in Mill Creek in July 18th and 19th. So you can use those towards registration fees for your dog if you want to jump your dog. You can also use it towards Puget Sound Dock Dog merchandise. So we have those here burning a hole in my pocket, so to speak, just hoping to give those away today. So give us a call, 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. We'll give you some more information about that. So before we talk about the dock dogs, and feel free to participate in this discussion too, Christy, this is a great, I think, lead into what you guys do specifically. But just talking in general about different, there's so many different activities that you can do with your dog. Some of them are specific to whatever your breed, whatever breed group your dog is in. I went to Utopia.
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is E-W-E, like you, like sheep, Topia, and that's in Roy, Washington. And we took our dogs there last weekend. Shepherd, my old, well, 12-year-old, 12 years young, shepherd mix, and 9-month-old Australian cattle dog. And it was the cattle dog's first time herding, and it was such a fun time. It's a pretty easy drive, actually, down to Roy. It takes about an hour from Seattle.
And it's beautiful out
it
there.
It is.
Beautiful country out there.
Yeah. And we, so I hadn't been there in several years, and we drove down there with the dogs, and you know, it's just like you really can just put them in a pen.
So did her eyes pop out when she saw all those sheep the first time?
Well, you know, actually the cattle dog, they're both boys. The cattle dog was like, yeah, no big deal.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
What's the big deal about this?
This is in my blood. My shepherd mix was talking the whole time, I can't wait to get in there. Oh! And it was funny. It was like, so you go in, you put your name on the list, and generally you need to be prepared to wait. We waited about 2 hours for our turn, but there's a lot to do. There's a dog, like a dog park fenced in, huge fenced in off-leash area, and there's some agility equipment that you can play around on. And you can also just watch all the people going before you and watch them and their dogs work the sheep, which is really fun. And it's really fun to see how each individual dog does with it.
And I've seen all kinds of dogs. We were down there, we were actually working agility equipment down there a lot of years ago with my older dog, and there were Rottweilers that were herding. It didn't matter if they were herders, they loved it.
Yeah. Well, Rotties actually, they were originally, I think, herding dogs.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that about Rotties, but they're actually a herding breed, as well as most people think of them as guarding dogs, but they have quite a herding instinct. But one of the best dogs there that day was a pit bull that was in there herding the sheep like a champion.
It
was really cool to watch. And
just need a job.
Yeah. And, you know, I asked the owners if they have little dogs that go in there, like little dogs. And they said that they've had papyons in there that
own
the
pen. You have to wipe the mud off of them when they're done.
They say that they get those sheep moving just like any big dog. And actually that the sheep get kind of like weirded out. Like they'll really move for them. It's like this little dog. And it's all about, you know, again, that's just another example of presence and how
it
doesn't necessarily matter about the size, but the presence of the dog and the attitude of the dog is what gets those sheep
moving.
Those
little dogs, they move pretty quick.
Yeah, they
do. I mean, they can move just as quick as any of the shepherds could, for sure.
Yeah, so it was an interesting thing to do, but the main thing, you know, and we're going to talk about the dock diving particularly or specifically today, but that there's so many opportunities out there. There are so many groups that do all these really cool things. Some of them are more breed specific, like Earth Dog is great for terriers and dachshunds. Herding, you can bring any dog herding, but of course, if you've got a dog with a strong herding drive, it's a great constructive outlet for that energy. Agility is a pretty broad thing. I mean, lure coursing for sight hounds, scent tracking for scent, you know, it's so important, I think, for dogs' general, I would say, emotional and mental health, and also energetically, for them to have the opportunity to do what they were meant to do.
Well, and all of those that you mentioned, they all have something in common, and dock dogs too. It actually helps to focus the dog.
Yeah.
Because you've given them somewhere to focus all of that energy that, especially here when we live in the city and we don't have acres and acres for our dogs to run, it gives them a job to do, something to focus on.
Yeah.
But that's actually mutually beneficial because it also gives something for the handlers, the dog owners, to focus too. And so if you've got people focusing on the dogs and dogs focusing on their jobs, then in the end, you go home and all the dogs sleep. The people go, wow, that was great. The dog had so much fun.
Yeah.
The people sleep and all is well in the world and the couch doesn't get eaten.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, you know, I think that one of the fundamental things about it is really that connection and the quality of connection that you can make with your dog. And it's so natural. I mean, this connection between people and dogs working together goes back, I've said this before on the show, minimum 14,000 years and maybe even upwards of 100,000 years based off of the, you know, them dating the bones that they've found.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's natural. And for me, I mean, I'm such a dog person, obviously, but it's, you know, there's nothing I enjoy more than working with my dogs or walking through the woods with my dogs. It just feels right.
It is. It's a good stress. I use that as my stress relief. When things are bad, you go to the beach or you go to the field and or you just work obedient something. And then at the end, all that was bad, I just feel so much relief. It just helps.
Yeah. So with whatever kind of dog you have, really whatever kind of dog you have, there's going to be something that you can do with your dog that's going to give them that outlet, constructive outlet for their energy, something interesting for them to do. In many cases, or in all cases, giving them the opportunity to do what their, you know, what their DNA is driving them to do, you know, in the case of the herding. I mean, I think all dogs have that herding instinct. Some dogs just have it bred more intensely, but to give them the opportunity to do what they were meant to do is just such a gift for them and for you. And like you said, I mean, and we'll hear about your story with your dogs, I think Buddy in particular, that it can really be the ticket for success with a dog that is challenged, you know, coming into a home or having a hard time through adolescence with all that energy. And
Teenagers,
yeah. I know. Well, the 9-month-old cattle dog, we were like, okay. And he needs
a job.
He was like a zen puppy after the herding. He was like, yep.
I like to look in the back of the car and see heads down and just they're out.
Yeah, cool. Passed out. So that where we went herding was Utopia. And again, that's E-W-E, like U as in sheep, Topia. And I think it's just utopia.com. You check out their website. They're open on the weekends and on some weekday evenings. And there's sign-up times and then there's herding times. And I think you can show up and sign up before the herding times actually start. But especially
a great bunch of people out there. They will totally help you get started if you have never done it before.
Yeah, don't be shy. I mean, if you think that your dog can't do it, then I dare you to go. And then give us a call and tell us how it went, because they really do work well with the dogs. It's not like you just have to go in the pen with your dog and you're on your own. I mean, they have trainers there who will work with your dog for you, and then you get to watch. And it's only $10 for a run with your dog. The runs are about 10 minutes each, because usually that's all the dogs can handle. Chewy, my 12-year-old, he went strong for probably about 6 minutes, and then he was just done.
Yeah, it's quick. Because it's not just body and physically engaging, but it's engaging their brain, too. So sometimes, and we'll find this when we talk about doc dogs later, their brains get tired faster than their bodies get tired.
Yep.
You know, when you chase a ball, it's kind of mindless chasing a ball. But when you're actually working, it engages a whole different part of the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. And has such a wonderful depth of benefit to it as well. So utopia.com. And just I wanted to mention too a business that I highly recommend to those of you, and this is not something, this is really a unique business in this country, and it's of course local in Seattle. We have a lot of wonderful businesses locally here, but if you or someone you know struggles with mental illness and would benefit from a service dog, there's a company called Healing Allies, H-E-E-L-I-N-G, and they offer mental health service dog training in the Seattle area. So you can visit mentalhealthdogs.org for more information, or call Darcy Bolts, the owner, at 206-406-1455. Again, that is mentalhealthdogs.org. And Healing Allies also has programs for healthcare practitioners like dentist, doctor, pediatrician, therapist. For those of you who may be a practitioner or know someone who is and wants to use a clinical therapy dog, having a dog in the dentist office would make my experience at the dentist a lot more pleasant.
I was just thinking, you know, I'm a CAT scan tech. That's what I do for a living.
Oh, wow.
It would make a huge difference to have a dog there to get people, you know, kind of soothed before you put them into the tube.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So this is a very unique program. We're lucky to have Healing Allies and Darcy Bolts here local in the Seattle area. So that's mentalhealthdogs.org, 206-406-1455. So check that out. That's a great business here in Seattle. Well, we're going to take a break, and then we will get going with our interview with Christy Baird and Puget Sound Doc Dogs. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Urban Beast.
Fresh, modern, fun.
Seattle's destination for all your pet needs. Located in the South Lake Union neighborhood at 217 Yale Avenue North, directly across from the REI flagship store. Urban Beasts features unique accessories such as toys, beds, collars, leashes, and more. They have a great assortment of healthy food and yummy treats for the pets you love. Open 7 days a week and offering free parking in the Alley 24 garage. Come see what the Beast is all about.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a 2-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Memorial Day on Conversations Live, it's 6-time Grammy Award-winning music publisher Jay Warner as we look back on notable women in music history.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
When was the last time you caught your dog eating a stalk of wheat or corn? Evolved as carnivores, your dog is designed for protein in the form of fresh meat, not the grains that fill conventional pet foods. Bursting with fresh, free-run chicken and turkey, wild-caught fish, local fruits, vegetables, and botanicals, Origin mirrors the foods nature intended your dog to eat. Family-owned and operated since 1985, the Origin mission is clear. Biologically appropriate foods from fresh, never-frozen, regional ingredients. Origin Pet Foods, the diet nature intended.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM radio. And before we get started with Christy Baer, just one more piece of info for all of you, a referral from me. There is, if you're looking for an acupuncturist, this Robert Meduzia in Kirkland is wonderful, especially if you have a chronic condition, can't kick a cold, old sports injury. If you've tried lots of stuff and nothing's working, go see Robert. Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer. Phone number there is 425-828-6190. 425-828-6190. So, Christy.
So, does he do acupuncture for dogs as well?
That's for people.
No dogs.
No dogs.
You see how that works?
Although there is a veterinary acupuncturist in Fremont in Seattle. Ancient arts veterinary acupuncture.
I hear a lot of these acupuncturists are starting to cross over and do animals as well.
Yeah.
And in the sporting world with dogs, that's becoming more and more popular way to treat injuries or, you know, just even older dogs with arthritis and
Such. Absolutely.
They say it really works.
It's so effective for people, and it would make absolute sense that it would be so effective for animals too.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you are with Puget Sound Dock Dogs. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about what dock diving is?
Well, dock diving is a sport for dogs, for all dogs, which is part of what makes it so fun. Anybody can come out first time with literally any breed of dog. And one of the things we like to tell people is all you really need is a ball or a toy, a dog that really likes the water. That part is very important. And and a lot of fun energy that you bring for yourself and your dog on the dock. Mm-hmm. Dock jumping is a competition in which I'll tell you the basic one, and then I'll go into some depths because there's kind of some different sports within the sport.
Mm-hmm.
The very first one that started out is called Big Air. Big Air is like a long distance jumping for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So the dogs have a 40-foot length of dock that has AstroTurf on it. It's real AstroTurf, like right out of the stadium, so it's nice and cushy and good for their feet, won't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a 40 to 50 foot pool that's usually filled with about 30,000 gallons of water. And the dogs run from the end of the dock and leap into the pool. And they use a video measuring system, very similar to what they use in the Olympics for long jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And they can freeze frame. It's like 100 and something frames a second. And
yeah.
So they can freeze frame as these dogs hit the water. And they measure the dog's jump from the very edge of the dock to right where their rear end hits the water, right at the base of the tail. So that way, if you have, you know, a little Papillon, a little tiny dog, or you have, we have a Leonberger, like 160 pounds or something, but he flies. I mean, the
cannonball
dog jumps like 22 feet. When he comes out of the pool, he looks like a polar bear all soaking wet.
Yeah.
But because they are such different sizes in dogs, they've decided to measure from the rear end. That way, no matter the length of the dog, that's still kind of an equal measurement system.
Mm-hmm.
So dogs can do that. That's called Big Air. Another part of the sport that they do is called Extreme Vertical. It's essentially a high jump for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They hang a soft foam retrieving bumper from an apparatus. So it's suspended above the pool, and it's 8 feet out from the dock. And when it's 8 feet out from the dock, they usually start at about 5 feet up in the air or so, and they go all the way up. The world record for that, incidentally, was just set this year, a new one of 8 feet. So 8 feet out from the dock, 8 feet up, which is incredible. I mean, you figure that the pool itself filled with water is 4 feet up from the ground, or let's see, 5 feet up from the ground, another 8 feet on top of that. Mm. Those dogs are way, way, way up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The third sport that they have is new as of last year. And of course, as when sports become new, you know, world record, world record, world
right.
record.
Yeah.
And so it's essentially drag racing for dogs. They actually suspend a, looks like a foam duck. They call it a dead foul trainer, all the way at the end of the pool. And they have racing lights, a yellow light. It'll go yellow, 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 green. And the dogs get 20 feet of the dock. And this is actually quite high tech. There's a laser beam, infrared light on the dock, and they have to hold on to the dog. And until that light turns green, if you let the dog go,
ooh,
they can't break the light. If they break the light, just like in drag racing, it's a false start.
Uh-huh.
No score. So the handlers have to wait until that split second.
Yeah.
And so not only do you have just the athleticism of the dogs, but then you actually throw in the handler as
yeah.
well. You let the dogs go, and they run as fast as they can, swim down to the end, and grab the duck. When the duck is pulled off of the little apparatus that sits right on the edge of the pool down there at the end, electronically, it's released and the time stops. So the world record for that, there was a new one set. The dog who set the world record last year went ahead and re-broke the world record this year at 4.62 seconds.
Wow.
And you think 20 feet of dock plus swimming 40 feet of pool, that's really fast.
So is it timed? The timer starts when the when they grab the duck and then take off back?
No, so it's actually half of a retrieve, because as soon as they get the duck, the time stops.
Stops, okay.
So it doesn't matter how soon or how long it takes them to come back.
They just got to get to it.
They just got to get to it, and they have to grab it, and they have to continue that drive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about in some of the other sports, focus and driving. And driving is really the essence of the sport of dock dogs, high drive dogs.
Yeah.
These are the dogs that do really well, are not the very calm, oh, geez, I'm going to tiptoe into the water and maybe, gosh, I'll get wet and I'll get my toy. No, these are the dogs at the beach the owners are going, she would retrieve all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that really tend to do well.
Yeah.
So when we're jumping dogs, we have all kinds of tips and tricks for trying to get them further, because naturally the dogs are going to run down the dock anyway and jump into a pool most of the time. So handler's job is to try to figure out how to get that dog to jump further into the pool in order mm-hmm. to increase their distance.
Yeah.
So the world record for the big air, the long distance one, that one hasn't been touched in a while. It was set back in 2005 by a greyhound-coonhound mix named Country, who is now retired. It was 28 feet 10 inches.
Wow.
It's a long ways for yeah. a dog to fly.
What's the, before we get going on that, I just wanted to say it's funny because when I was down at Utopia, I kind of heard this way of talking, and it sort of reminded me, and how you're comparing it to like drag racing,
mm-hmm.
that people were kind of like talking about their dogs like they do cars.
Yeah.
So, like I was thinking with yours, with the race to the end, like, yep, this dog can swim, was it 40 feet?
40 feet, yeah.
40 feet in 4.2 seconds.
Yep.
And at the herding, there's like this little, tiny little female cattle dog, cute as a button, just very sort of bright, energetic, and her dad was sort of this old cowboy, and yep, she can move a 2,200-pound bull, no problem. And people bragging about their dogs like as if they okay. were cars. Really cute.
Yeah.
Now, Buddy, your young chocolate lab is a national champion.
Correct.
So now, and that was in the long jump or the high jump?
He won his national champion in the long jump.
Okay. And how far did he jump?
His farthest jump is 26 feet 2 inches.
And so that's 2 feet behind the world record?
It is. Yeah. Let's see. 2 feet 8 inches.
Oh, okay. So it was it 28-10?
28-10.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of dogs that have come very close to that.
Yeah.
But they haven't quite reached that yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting to see a 30-footer.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it yet. I can't wait to see that day, though.
Yeah. Is Country a male or female?
He's a male.
He's a male.
Mm-hmm.
Greyhound-coonhound mix?
He is, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I bet he gets some speed off that dock, huh?
He's real funny. You know, he wasn't one of the fastest dogs on the dock, for sure. And dogs can have different techniques. So Jordan, the one who has the speed retrieve record, for example, incredibly, incredibly fast on the dock.
Yeah.
And gets all of its momentum basically from his speed.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger dogs are maybe fast, but they're not as fast, but they're so much bigger that they actually carry their momentum, muscular, the angle that they come off the dock, and just their immense strides. Buddy is really tall. He's 26 inches at the withers, which is right what we measure right between the shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm.
By far the biggest Labrador I have ever had in my entire life.
Mm.
He's a small pony.
Mm-hmm.
And when he jumps, he's fast, but he's not nearly as fast as like these little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But he carries so well through the air and stretches out when he jumps in the pool that
yeah.
he just gets a lot of distance.
Cool. It's a what would that be? A physicist's sport then?
Yeah.
Huh?
Or are you for sure? You know, we joke about it. Some of the people that have been around the sport for a long time will talk about the physics
yeah.
of how it works. And we always say, you know, you're a Doc Dogs junkie when on your bookshelf is a to Z jumping book for dogs.
Yeah.
And it breaks down the physics and the muscular structure of how dogs work, the
yeah.
physiology of it.
Mm.
And yeah, I've got a couple of copies.
Yeah. Trajectory or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to hire a physicist someday to break it all down.
Yeah.
I think it would be really neat to see what they came up with.
Yeah. Well, does anybody ever measure angles? Like if they have a video of the dog and the angle that, in which they leave the dog. And yeah.
Yeah, we
oh,
do.
Yeah.
You'll see that more as people compete or, you know, there's so many different levels of Doc Dogs. You'll see people that come out. This is really a fun thing. That's how most of us all started out. And ideally, it is fun, and I still have a blast doing it. But my goal is, well, God, how far can he go?
Yeah.
You know, and so if he's jumping kind of short, you know, and my husband or a friend of mine will take a video, and I'll say, well, let me see that video. Well, I threw his toy kind of tall for him or high up in the air for him to catch. So really, when he went off the dock, he went at too much of an angle.
Yeah.
So when he comes in the pool, he almost comes in the pool vertically instead of like Superman style.
Yeah.
So the dogs that are going to come in Superman style and that carry that trajectory further along the pool, of course, are going to have a bigger jump.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some of that, you know, kind of, whoop, too much angle, oh, not enough angle,
because
it does play into it.
Yeah, and that would be your throwing technique.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's always the handler's fault.
Oh, yeah. That's true with training, too.
Yes.
Well, we are going to take a break here for a few minutes, and we'll be back with Christy Baird and Puget Sound Doc Dogs. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays from noon to 1 p.m. We take your calls and ask your animal companions the things you most want to know from them. Talk about anything, even talk with deceased animals. If you love your animals and want to hear the wonderful and very often surprising things animals say, be sure to listen to Talk With Your Animals Wednesdays at noon, the show both you and your pets are going to love. Talk With Your Animals with me, Joy Turner.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We are here with Christy Baird of Puget Sound Dock Dogs. Welcome back, Christy.
Thank you.
So you have an event coming up here in July, July 18th and 19th from 10 to 6 at the Mill Creek Festival. Mm-hmm. And this is an event where, now can anybody?
Anybody.
Try
anybody
out?
Can come and try.
You don't have to have former practice?
No.
Do you have to be a member?
You do not have to be a member.
Anybody,
it's open to anyone.
Whose dog will jump off of a dock,
yep,
into water.
Yeah, and the dog should like water. Very important.
The dog should like water. Yeah, no throwing of dogs into water.
No, it's actually not allowed. We will throw you out of the event.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. You have bouncers then, huh?
We have bouncers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anybody who's got a hydrophilic dog, a dog that would be willing to jump off of a dock into water, anybody can enter this contest. It'd be really fun to see how far your dog can jump. And there is a entry fee of $20 per jump?
It's $20 per wave of competition. So there's about six waves of competition during the course of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
In between the waves of competition, though, is what we call open dock. Now, it does get very crowded,
mm-hmm.
So we tell people, you know, be prepared. You know, you want to have a short leash for your dog. We don't want zippy leashes or 8-foot-long leashes.
Right.
Because when you're in an atmosphere where there's quite a few dogs, you want to kind of keep them close to you. So we say 4-foot leash at the absolute maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the dogs kind of close to you. You'll wait in line, and then you'll get your jump on the dog. We also have, unfortunately, I don't have the schedule in front of me. We just put the schedule up day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have two sessions of what we call Give It a Try. Those are only $5. Essentially, what that lets you do is come out during that time, and there's one Saturday and one Sunday, and competitors will get either two jumps off the dock in a row or 5 minutes if it takes us. You know, some dogs, you have to kind of coax them into the water. It's
mm-hmm.
a funny blue swimming pool. There's music. There's people. It's just a lot different than going mm-hmm. to the lake and winging the toy out there.
Yeah. And what's the website for Puget Sound Dock Dogs?
PugetSoundDockDogs.org.
Okay. And you can find out more information about the club on their website. And again, that they will be at the Mill Creek Festival July 18th and 19th. And I have in my hot little hands right here some vouchers for callers. The Dog Talk Show hookup today is I have five $10 vouchers for callers if you would like $10 off either registration fee to get your dog a shot at jumping, or you can use it towards Puget Sound Dock Dogs merchandise mm-hmm. at the event. So give us a call right now, and we'll get your name and address, and we'll get these vouchers out to you, 425-373-5527.
You might have the next national champion sitting on your couch at home.
That's right.
You never know.
You never know. 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298 5569. Thank you very much for bringing these.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
So feel free to give us a call anytime. You don't have to ask a question in order to get these. Although, if you do have a question, we would love to hear from you. So give us a call and we'll get those vouchers out to you. So anybody can do this. And you have a website for your own dogs, which is www.docjumpinglabs.com.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about your dogs and sort of what their strengths are, and then I'd love to hear your story about Buddy.
Okay. We'll save Buddy for last.
Okay.
You know, Doc Jumping Labs started out because I just wanted to sort of chronicle what we do with our dogs. And to this day, that's what it stays. It's essentially a journal, a snapshot of adventures across the travels across the United States with our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things. We have videos on there. I talk about each dog. I have three chocolate labs. Henna is my oldest dog. She is 6 and a half, semi-retired at this point, is kind of what we call her. She's had some severe arthritic degenerative problems that have come to light in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would rather have a dog that's comfortable at home than trying to push her, you know, into doing activities.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to do agility with her also. So we're not doing an agility. We try to keep the jumping on the ground. She used to hunt. We don't hunt her anymore.
Mm.
So, but now she spends lots of time paddling in the swimming pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a pool at our house. It's just a big above ground pool, but the dogs don't care. It is for the dogs, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the dang pool for the dogs to swim in.
Nice.
And my excuse was, when we found out that Hannah was having some problems, that we actually went to a neurologist who actually recommended the acupuncture, which is why I asked earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the best thing you could do for this dog to keep her strength up and to keep her core strength would be to let her swim.
Mm.
So I went home and I told my husband, we're getting a pool.
Nice.
So we have a short dock, 16-foot dock and a pool, and all of my dogs swim in that pool daily.
Mm-hmm.
Gone are the days where, you know, I run any kind of on-the-ground hard drills or jumping over things, you know, which when I first started out, I was like, oh, you know, I know how we can get them to jump further. We've got to build up the muscles, you know, so we'll go down to the beach and we'll run up and down the sand hills. You know, well, live and learn. That's really too hard on the dog's joints.
Yeah.
You know, and talking with the neurologist and some other people that are involved with veterinary medicine, I've sort of began to learn, okay, well, you know, like people, the things that are, you know, less impact are going to be much better long term for the dog to still have a happy, healthy house pet.
Mm-hmm.
So Henna is now doing that. However, when we go to competitions, I still let her jump. She gets to jump in one wave per day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that talks back on the dock. She sits at the end of the dock and she lays down and she bark, 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 and her front feet come off the ground. And she's basically back talking me the whole way until I get to the end of the dock and let her go.
Uh-huh.
And she still jumps a long way. She'll still jump over 20 feet. But for her, it's all fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all fun and games. That's the most important. But she is the dog that that got me into this. She was the first one I did this with. And I still blame this whole Doc Dogs on my father, who about 6 years ago or so, 5 and a half years ago, said, you know, there's this Doc Dogs competition down at the Pallet Fair at the Sportsman Show in the winter. And I think your dog would do good. I've seen her fly when she goes to the beach. She like launches herself into the water.
Yeah.
You got to try this. And I said, oh, no, that's silly. I'm not going to go do that. He said, I'll pay your entry fees. Just go down there and try it. And so I did. And then I did it again. And then I went back the next day and the next day. And I've seldom missed an event since that time.
Mm-hmm.
So Henna is the first chocolate lab, and will always probably be my favorite in my heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, in as much as I've done with her. The next one I have is Mossy, who is now 2 and a half, much younger.
Yeah.
Very athletic, great hunting dog. She doesn't have the confidence on the dock to propel her quite like Henna did.
Yeah.
But we still go out. She jumps like 13 feet, and I'll tell you, it is just as fun whether she's jumping 13 feet into a pool
yeah.
or jumping 25 feet. They don't care. They're there. They have something to focus on. I mean, they all have drive. Holy cow, they're they're Labradors.
Yeah.
So it gives them something to do. And in the meantime, you know, it's like, well, I know she likes to do other things. And I found that she actually likes to do field work. So I've been really working field work where she excels. Because for me, it's like, well, I want them to be able to do something. And you know, maybe this one, she doesn't quite get as much play here, and I still want her to burn that energy. So, well, what else can she do?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just sort of finding something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're working on with her. And then there's Buddy.
And then there's Buddy.
And that pretty much so describes Buddy right there. And then there's Buddy. Buddy is just an anomaly. He came into our lives on Memorial Day weekend last year. So we're almost to our 1 year home, forever home with Buddy.
Uh-huh.
Buddy was a teenage chocolate lab.
Uh-huh.
Huge. Absolutely the biggest lab. He weighs in about 80 pounds, but 26 inches. So when he sits, I'm 5'4". When he sits, I don't have to bend down to pet him.
Yeah.
In fact, my arm bends and comes up because his head is above my waist.
Yeah.
And he's just a big dog. Big head, big everything. And he was a puppy, and he was a very destructive, official bouncer off of walls.
How old was he?
He would have been about 13 months.
Okay, and just in case you didn't know, adolescence for dogs is a range, it's kind of a window, about 6 months to 2 years,
yeah,
roughly, is when dogs are in adolescence.
One of my favorite sayings is that when puppy teeth fall out, so do their brains. And then about 2 years old,
yeah,
they kind of start to get their brains about them.
Yeah.
And kind of that in between.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to hear about your successes with Buddy when we come back. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. We can't go wrong.
Are you suffering from neck pain, back pain, headaches, numbness, and tingling? At Favreau Chiropractic, you have the opportunity to experience healthcare's leading form of spinal rehabilitation that has been proven to relieve pain and permanently realign your spine. Located in Seattle's Madison Valley neighborhood, Favreau Chiropractic offers a comprehensive service that goes far beyond cracking your back. Visit www.favchiro.com or call 206-726-9595. That's FAVCHIRO.com. A different approach to chiropractic.
Armadillo Consignment is Seattle's only consignment store that uses an automatic markdown system. The longer it stays, the less you pay. Stocking only ready-to-use, value-priced, moderate to high-end furniture, clothing, and housewares, Armadillo Consignment has over 3,500 items in the store. Located in Seattle's Broadview neighborhood on the corner of 125th and Greenwood, Armadillo Consignment has great deals on quality, gently used items. Visit armadilloconsignment.com for more information. Armadillo Consignment, the longer it stays, the less you pay.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Commune with the Pop Oracle on the Radio 8 Ball Show. I'm Andras Jones, the host of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers, like picking musical tarot cards. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Don't miss the Radio 8 Ball Show, Fridays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat, without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow, roasted, mouth-watering Bitto Love dog treats. And don't forget to stop by BittoLove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're here with Christy Baird and Puget Sound Doc Dogs. So we were just about to talk about Buddy. So we're going to go ahead and start talking about Buddy.
So Buddy was a destructo dog in his previous life, as I like to say. He had a good family, very well-intentioned, just not sure what to do. And when you have a very high drive dog, particularly, you know, these guys are actually field bred dogs, so they're bred purposely for their high drive and to be working dogs. So when dogs are kept in a backyard, or in Buddy's case, kept in a kennel for 14 hours a day, when you come home and he's been in that kennel for 14 hours a day, he needs some attention. Any dog. And I know, and I have a very hard time saying, you know, people have to work. I understand that dogs will be kenneled. It's much safer for them to be in a kennel while owners are away. But when we get home, it's part of our job as a dog owner to focus on fulfilling some of the needs of energy release for these dogs. Mm-hmm. And what was happening with Buddy is that when the owners would come home, they would let him out of the kennel, and he was so rambunctious and he was so big that even his wiggle was destructive. So the alternative was to put him in the backyard. Mm. Well, in the backyard, they dig and they eat the fence. Yeah. And at one time they decided to put him in the garage because it was nasty outside. Well, Buddy ate through the garage door. And I don't know, you know, some of the stories, I don't know all of them. I know that he was with a family with children, and to this day he loves children. Yeah. Absolutely has this incredible connection with little kids.
Yeah.
But he has some teeth problems here as well from his chewing. So when Buddy came to me, he had potty accidents in the house. He spent so much time outside and in a crate. Incidentally, because of his crate time, he's got like iron bladder. He can hold it all day before you can get him to go out, like when it's raining. Mm-hmm. But he needed some focus. And so we started off with just basic obedience, sit, heel, stay. And he was so willing to please.
Oh, yeah, like thirsty for it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And he does. He aims to please all the time. And he looks up at you. You know, you say sit, and he looks up at you, and his rear end wants to leave that ground so bad. And whole rear end's wiggling, and the tail's going. But he won't leave the ground, and he'll look at you with just the most wanting eyes. Mm-hmm. So I started, after I got some obedience in him, we started moving him to the dock, and I thought, well, you know, I don't care what he does. You know, we're just going to come out here and throw the toy and start getting him to try to grab the toy from the air. And I would say he was probably jumping about 15 feet or so. And we took him to the first competition, which would have been at Mill Creek last year. Mm-hmm. And he jumped 20 feet, and then he jumped 22 feet, and then he jumped 24 feet. And we were just like,
sweet.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew? And he had so much energy on the dock, and he was so happy and content to do it. So I went to several competitions throughout the year. You had to do 5 in order to get him a title. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, he was the number one ranked chocolate lab and also the number one ranked dog in the Western Northwest region. Mm-hmm. And so after much arm twisting, my friend says, you got to take him to Nationals.
Nice.
And so we went to Nationals and we had a great time. We focused on our trip there and all of the events there. We were there to have fun. We weren't there to go win it all. We weren't there. We were there to have fun with friends and our dog, and we won. And nice. I bawled my head off because I thought, and I've always told Buddy since he, in the beginning, Buddy is my rock star dog because he has this incredibly distinguished look about him.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's right, Buddy, you're a rock star. And now I'm like, dude, you are a rock star. You really are. Mm-hmm. And you are the poster child for what can happen when you take an unruly, holy cow, what are we going to do with this dog? And you give him 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. And that's all the training, you know, really, that we got of obedience and things. I spend 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. It's like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
It makes an incredible difference.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And just to clarify as well, there is a difference between the field bred labs and then the English labs, which are typically the more blocky, kind of mellow. And a lot of people don't know that, and they think, I'm going to get a lab because that's the dog that's just going to hang out off-leash in the front yard and not care about anything, you know, just kind of hang with the family. And there are labs that are bred for field work that are very high energy, very high drive, that need an outlet for that. So, so it's a great success story. I look forward to seeing Buddy jump in person. I look forward to meeting him and your other two after the show. And you, your club is tied with a really great cause, Chase Away Canine Cancer. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Chase Away Canine Cancer is the an organization that was started back in 2006. It is part of the American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine Foundation, which was a nonprofit organization through the college that was actually started in 2000. To help support and advance specialist work.
Mm-hmm.
So Chasey was a black lab related to a real good friend of mine in Oregon who did a lot of competing across the country. Came out, was jumping 25 feet. One day, my friend Sarah, who the dog belonged to, had kind of felt underneath her chin a little bump and said, oh, that wasn't there yesterday. And so, you know, took her in, got it looked at. It was a very, very aggressive nasal sarcoma. And basically within 2 weeks, it had gone from a bump on her chin up through her nasal canal and into her brain. Within 2 weeks, Chase had to be put down. And so, but Chasey's legend is still living on because Syria is a very incredibly positive person who puts the most positive spin on anything in her life, no matter how bad it is, and said, you know, I really would like to donate something in her name. What can I do? And so she was recommended to the veterinary college. And so out of that was born Chase Away Canine Cancer. So, and through Doc Dogs, members and spectators alike from all across the country, and it has now grown into other dog sports because one in three dogs will die of some form of cancer. So, and dogs and humans are so related when it comes to the health and the way that we're built. So since 2006, we've raised over $200,000 and funded many, many research grants from chemotherapy drugs to using vitamin D's in treatment of mast cell tumors. And our goal is to continue that work and to support that organization in hopes that somebody else doesn't have to get that call, you know, we can't treat this or it's too late. So this year they've started the Doc Dogs Jumpathon, first time ever. And the Jumpathon so far is about up to $10,000. And we're hoping to get people to pledge at one of our jumps at Nationals per inch and raise money per inch, inch by inch by inch, to support Chase Away Canine Cancer. And that's you can great. Do that on Doc Dogs. You can do that on my website, the docjumpinglabs.com. That would actually pledge Buddy directly, which would be bonus because, hey, we're going to Nationals. We're going to jump. Money from the Northwest to go to Chase Away Canine Cancer would be phenomenal.
Yeah, that's great. It's just what a great... what a great cause, and to make something positive out of a tough situation is great, and that it's in her, in Chase's name.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. I look forward again. Your the Doc Dogs, Puget Sound Doc Dogs, will be at the Mill Creek Festival July 18th and 19th. That is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you've also got some other events. Now, are these listed on the Puget Sound Doc Dogs website as well?
Our Doc Dogs. It's regularly updated. So we have practices and events. Just go there and get all the information you need.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being here today, Christy.
It. Thank you.
Went by really fast, as it usually does. So if you have any interest in seeing how far your dog can jump off a dock, visit PugetSoundDockDogs.org.
Correct.
And if you would like a voucher, you can give us a call next week as well, and we will hand out some, we'll mail you a voucher if you go to the Mill Creek Festival to give you a discount off of your entry fee or off of some Puget Sound Doc Dog merchandise. So we will, we're going to go out and enjoy the sun with our dogs today, correct?
Yes, yes, we're heading to Marymore.
Great. Well, we will be here with you next week. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.